Eventually, people realize that gas still has like 30 times the energy density of even the best batteries. And we can do cool things like recharge the aircraft after takeoff, recharge the aircraft after landing. And there's a lot of operational versatility. So kind of an operational, tough version of a VTOL is what we went after.
Welcome to Hangar X Studios, where former fighter pilot and host John Ramstad takes us on a journey across aerospace as it enters an historic period of innovation and transformation. Our guests include aviation experts, pilots, financiers, military leaders, and innovators of all types. Buckle up for another episode of Hangar X.
Hey, welcome to the Hangar X Studios podcast, and we are live here at Verticon, and we're interviewing some of the most fascinating thought leaders and doers and innovators that are here at Verticon. And today we have on Brandon Robinson. Brandon, welcome to the podcast.
Hey, thanks very much. Appreciate being here.
Yeah, we just found out you're a Canadian Hornet pilot, and I was a Navy Tomcat pilot, so we have some things in common and people we know. And
too bad we didn't get to mix it up. That'd have been pretty fun.
That would have been pretty fun. I never lost to an F-18.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, that's
you must not have fought one then.
That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. One of the guys on our team, Salim, flew MiG-21s in the Indian Air Force.
Oh, awesome.
Could you imagine flying that beast?
I would have loved to have flown it.
Wouldn't that be fun? Yeah. I also wanted to fly the Phantom, the F-4. I never got to fly. That was one thing I just wanted to fly. But
I got a buddy, Chocolate, that's flown a MiG-21, I think.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, now, you're with Horizon Aircraft, so tell us about Horizon Aircraft.
Yeah, so Horizon Aircraft is a new eVTOL OEM. We got about 30 to 40 folks on board right now. And we are building a hybrid electric VTOL. So 4 years ago, that wasn't so popular to have this gas on board. But eventually people realized that gas still has like 30 times the energy density of even the best batteries. And we can do cool things like recharge the aircraft after takeoff, recharge the aircraft after landing. And there's a lot of operational versatility. So kind of an operational, tough version of a VTOL is what we went after.
Yeah, and tell me a little bit about, you know, the eVTOL space, the air taxi space, really got a lot of press and a lot of attention. And, you know, the SPAC craze, there was a lot of funding that went into that space. And I kind of see that, you know, we're right next to, you know, Joby and some of the other eVTOLs. Their use cases, fairly limited range.
And I agree.
So tell us a little bit about Horizon and kind of what your vision was and what part of the market you guys are trying to fit into.
Yeah, so great question. During that craze, a bunch of investors came to us and said, listen, I know you guys are a great design agency. We would like a concept for an eVTOL, all electric. And we said, okay, let's take a look at this. I'm skeptical about the operational versatility and, you know, using these things in the wild, being, you know, coming from a cockpit and being in a lot of sticky situations myself. So the first thing we did is took a really hard look at the market and distilled some specifications. You know, what would this machine have to do? Range, speed, payload. We envisioned a lot of operational considerations, landing in austere operating locations, maybe vertiport infrastructure that would not be developed as quickly as it could be.
Right.
And we pretty quickly coalesced on a very interesting concept, but it was hybrid electric, right? So again, recharge itself after takeoff. It can land in austere operating locations. As long as there's fuel somewhere, it can recharge itself. And so we presented the concept about 4 years ago, 5 years ago actually now, and they loved it. They thought there was a big market gap forming wherein, you're right, all those electric machines would be confined to sort of 50 to 75 kilometers. We would do the, you know, 500 to 750 kilometer range. So between cities instead of just within the cities.
Yeah. And what's the specs of the aircraft once it's flying?
Okay, so we'll do knots. So it's a 250 knot dash. Okay. It'll cruise in the low 200s.
Okay.
It has about a 1,500 pound useful load. So subtract some fuel for payload.
Okay.
Six passengers, one pilot up front.
Okay.
Big enough cabin to fit a medevac crew and all the equipment.
Yeah.
It's got about 100 to 150 kilowatts of generation power on board from an onboard hybrid system. So you can run lots of cool payload stuff on the military side. That's pretty interesting.
What's the propulsion system you guys went with?
So we're down selecting on last couple, but like a Pratt & Whitney PT6 style, 750 horsepower class with, again, about 100 to 150 kilowatts of generation power up front.
Yep, because we've had Vertigo on and Ascendance on, and we were talking about some of their hybrid solutions. There's some great advancements happening there.
There really is, and it makes a lot of sense. Again, we have bleed air on board, so we can keep people warm.
Yep.
We can have de-icing capabilities. So we're trying to build that tough machine that can go into, you know, flight into known icing is what we're targeting.
Yeah.
Full IFR capable machine.
Yep.
You do the transition to and from.
What altitude do you think you'll be able to go to?
So what 18, we'll be 20, able 25? To go to and then what we are going to go to are two different things. We're going to keep it below 10,000 feet. It's unpressurized.
Okay.
But the service ceiling will be much higher than that.
Okay. What does the outlook look for you guys? What are you seeing as far as the market response?
Let's back up 4 years. And the market, you know, was like, okay, these guys are developing this hybrid. It's not going to be a sustainable. But then, you know, fast forward to 2025, when all the realities of the pure electric machines and trying to operate them and get them certified and the nature of the battery tech not maybe, you know, hockey sticking, it's just been sort of constant 4 to 6% increase over the years. And people are really looking hard at the hybrid example, right? Archer's doing the hybrid for the U.S. military. And they're just seeing a lot more operational flexibility. And the operators want a machine that can basically make them money, right? So if these things can be bought and can be used in the wild profitably, then they're going to sell, they're going to be widely proliferated, and we'll have a more sustainable sort of future.
Well, yeah. Well, and the U.S. Air Force with AFWERX came out and said, electrification doesn't fit our mission parameters. It's got to be hybrid or traditional.
Well, correct. Period. And actually, we won an AFWERX high-speed VTOL award early on that helped rapidly develop the 50% scale aircraft. Yeah,
that must have been a fun partnership.
Oh, that was great. I mean, they're
the best general partner ever because they help you with the capital and they don't want equity.
It's amazing. Actually, we had a bunch of, you know, the team is great. They came up to the hangar. We had some special forces guys that came up and were just drooling over the airplane. They wanted, well, they saw the 50% scale prototype.
Yeah.
We fold the wings forward and it fits in a trailer. And the SOCOM folks were like, can we have one of those right now? Like,
no, this is the Cavorite X7, right?
This was the 50% scale prototype of the X7. Yeah. But now we're on the full scale aircraft design and build. So if you walked in the hangar, you'd see full scale propulsion units spinning up and actuators going, and it's a pretty exciting time.
Okay. So this X7, what do you think the appeal is for, you know, what is the problem this is solving for that mission planner inside of the military?
Inside the military, essentially, we're building a helicopter that can go twice as fast and is much cheaper to own and operate, right?
Yep.
So it travels at speeds, again, up to 250 knots. Again, that's pretty fast.
Versus 130 to 150.
That's exactly right. Yeah, so you have a helicopter with a lower noise signature. It goes twice as fast, and so you just think of all the missions, CASAVAC, you know, soft infill, exfil,
ISR,
all sorts of stuff. Again, yeah, with a 150 kilowatt generation capability, that opens up a lot of payload options for surveillance, as well as I do.
Yep.
So a lot of really cool missions.
Yeah. That's exciting. So what does certification look like for you guys? What do you think? Where you are on that timeline?
So we've already had initial informal conversations with Transport Canada. We have a gentleman on the board named John Maris. He formed a company called Certification Center Canada.
Okay.
Cert Center Canada is basically a private company that cherry-picked all the best certification folks from the public realm and put them in a really awesome company.
Yeah.
They specialize in building certification plans, certifying new aircraft designs. They built us a really excellent sort of roadmap that we're working through right now.
Yeah. So what's the next big milestone for you guys to hit? Like, what are you looking at here in 25?
Well, a couple. So we've gone all the way through the flight test program on the half-scale prototype, which is great, with the exception
manned
of one.
Manned or unmanned?
It's an unmanned aircraft.
Okay.
22-foot wingspan, 15 feet long. It's a pretty big machine.
So you got a lot of good data. A
lot of really good data, enough to prove out the technology to our satisfaction. And now the second cool thing we're doing is building the full-scale aircraft.
Okay.
So we're going to prove out the full-scale propulsion units, that they can produce enough thrust, that they can stay cool enough. We'll have a full-scale aircraft coming together this year, which is amazing.
Wow, that's exciting. Where do you guys do this out of? Where are you?
Just north of Toronto.
Okay. So when that's flying, I'd love to come up, film it. Let's do an episode.
Oh, we'd love to.
Yeah,
you?
Let's
absolutely.
Let's definitely stay in touch. You know, if you got every time you hit a milestone, let us know. Let's bring it back on the podcast and let's just share your progress. We all need to celebrate each other's wins in this world. There's going to be companies that just break out and set a new standard. So.
Well, and I love what you guys do here, giving the vertical community a voice, and I just really appreciate it. So thank you. Yeah, and you're welcome anytime. Just give me a shout.
I will come up. All right, Brandon.
Hey,
great to meet you.
Yeah, great to meet you too.
Okay,
thanks.
All right, see ya.
See ya.